upon life's boundless ocean, where mighty billows roll. I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me, as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll sail. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He had the power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil, and He gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot and deliverer, to Him I all confide. For always when I need Him, I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. Power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages.
Oh, I've
anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Anchored in Jesus.
It's wonderful, like that song says. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. To be anchored really in Jesus. Let's sing one chorus. Wonderful, wonderful. And we will ask Sister Lee. Are you ready, Sister? Yeah.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is here. keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
God bless you, saints. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Amen. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Come now, Holy Spirit, and take control. Hold me your loving arms and make me whole. Wipe away all doubt and fear and take my pride. Draw me to your love and keep me by your side.
Father, Father, Father.
Holy Spirit and take control. Hold me in your loving arms and make me whole. Wipe away all doubt and fear and take my pride. Draw me to your love and keep me by your side. Jesus, Jesus, sing to the Father, 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 Father. Holy Spirit, 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 Spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen. Such a good song. Amen. I believe that Jesus doesn't want anything from us, just to call him Father.
Amen.
When we are just pushed in corner and we don't know what to do, he won't just if we surrender. Amen. Let's sing that song, Father of Love. What we can say? Just call upon his grace. Amen. 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 Of love on your throne, it's only by your mercy. We call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry on your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord. Your name.
Adonai, Amike, Lord, Most High, Jesus Christ. So we cry, all the homens. Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we rely on your in praise, Lord, Most High, Jesus Christ.
Oh yes, Lord, we rely on your grace this evening. Hallelujah. Lord, Mr. Jensen, stay please. We thank the Lord that we have something to rely upon. His grace being sufficient for us. Amen. Amen. Oh, we thank the Lord for this evening. There are many empty chairs anyway, but all the same, that's what God has given for us this evening. That he has laid upon our hearts to be here. And we thank the Lord for ushering us into the beginning of another year. And we don't know what is in store, but he knows. But one thing we know also is that we are relying on him. Praise the Lord. So whatever will come, we know that before anything happens, we are away, we'll be gone already. Amen. And so as long as he lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen. Just for this announcement, it's very good that the year has started with something upon the heart of some brethren to reach out to the people that are out. You see, it's our responsibility because it's one of the commission that God has given to we as witnesses that we take the word to what? To the world. Praise the Lord. There are children of God out there whom we can what? It is our responsibility to reach them. So it has fallen upon the heart of some brethren even to start the year in such a greater service to the Lord that they want to go out and reach out with tracts. Lord willing, tomorrow they will be meeting here at 10 o'clock and pray for a while, and then the Lord will lead and lead them to the very people that the Lord wants to save. Amen. So as many that would like to come and be part of this service to the Lord, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, you'll be here. And the deacon will be here to meet as many that will be coming and we'll pray together. Praise the Lord. So, before we start, let's sing this song, The Ancient Word. Amen. That's what we need tonight. Praise God. The words that have been long preserved.
Oh, let the ancient word be
far. Birds of land, words of home, give us rest, let us go. In this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us all. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart, oh lady, ancient words depart. Ancient words, changing me and changing you. We have come,
oh Lord,
with open heart, oh let the ancient word depart. Holy word, oh, of our faith, handed down to the saints, came to us through sacrifice.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, hidden things of earth, oh, Christ. Holy words, long preserved for our own. In this world, they resound with God to heart. Oh, let the ancient word, ancient words, ever true,
oh,
changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart, oh, let the ancient word depart. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart, oh, let the ancient word depart.
Dear Heavenly Father, that's our prayer tonight. Lord, we thank you that these ancient words of life that has been preserved all these years, Lord, we have been the recipient of it, O God. Father, we thank you for this grace, Lord Jesus. Tonight we have come seeking for nothing but that ancient word. The Lord, with open hearts, Lord Jesus, we surrender tonight to God. Even, Lord, looking forward for the Holy Spirit, Lord, to sweep over us, O God, and give us the Spirit to pray tonight, Lord. Father, even as we turn to your word, O God, that ancient word, the Lord, you spoke through holy men, your prophets, that has reached us, Lord Jesus. Oh, it has been your grace, Lord. That, Father, we are nothing. There's nothing good in us. But yet, Lord, you came looking for us. Right in the dirty places, Lord. Where, Lord Jesus, we never fit, oh God, to be part of this holy life, Lord. But yet, oh God, your grace, having known us even before the foundation of the world, Lord, you preserved us for this purpose. Father, we thank you, God. As we turn to your word, Lord, tonight, we surrender to the Holy Spirit. That it comes, oh Lord, and lead us, oh Lord, and give us something, oh Lord, that will be part of our lives, that will remain, O God, an indelible ink in our life, O God. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God Richie bless you. Let's, as we are standing, let's just quickly turn to Isaiah 43. And we shall read from the 12th verse to the 19th verse. Oh, yes, sir. Isaiah 43, 12 to 19. There are some great assurance for us. to begin the year. Amen. Great assurance from Him to start the year. Amen. Our first prayer meeting. God richly bless you for coming. Amen. And the specials, I was there listening, they were so great. God richly bless you. Amen. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God amongst you, therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Amen. Yea, before the day was, I am He. And there is none that can deliver out of my hands. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles. And the chariots who cry in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariots and the horse and the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Amen. Behold, I will do a new thing. Amen. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts. Oh, what a promise. Amen. That the Lord could give to us to start the year. Amen. That He would do a new thing amongst us. Amen. But my topic tonight, I look at this, the verse 13, where He says, I will work, and who shall let it? Amen. Amen. I will work, and who shall let it? It is two things here. The Lord is working every hour, every minute, every second. Amen. Who can be against it? And at the same time, who is ready to make it happen? Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight for your word. Bless it, Lord Jesus, and make it alive to us. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at verse 12 again. He said, I have declared and have saved and have shown. See, when there was no strange gods amongst you, praise the Lord. When there was no strange gods among the children of God, there is something. Praise the Lord. God does something amongst them. But when there are strange gods, definitely, the Lord will never come. Amen. Amen. When there are no strange gods amongst you, I have declared and I've saved and have shown. Amen. When there are no strange gods, the Lord will declare things to us. Amen. He will save and He will reveal things. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now this scripture, we are going to look for the proof of this scripture. That we take what? The children of Israel. One time, there were no gods amongst them, strange gods amongst them. And we will see how God worked. Oh, praise the Lord. Worked among them. And he is the same God tonight here. Amen. How he sent what? He said, for your sake, for your sake. Oh, praise the Lord. I have sent to Babylon. My brother, my sister, we have had our own Babylons. Trials and troubles. Difficulties here and there, they are all our Babylons. But tonight, the Lord is assuring you that for your sake, he has sent to that your Babylon tonight. And has brought all the demons, the work of Satan. He has brought everything down. Amen. Amen. He has sent to what? Our Babylon. Individual Babylon. Tonight, what is your Babylon? This is the word. He has declared it. That he has sent. And now we are going to look for the proof. Praise the Lord. Then when you come down, the Lord Jesus, the Lord wants to tell you again that he can make a way where there is no way. He said he is the one that made a way in the sea. And we know the proof already. Praise the Lord. He made a path in the mighty waters. And we know it. That day when his children left Egypt and they came to Red Sea. And the enemies were behind them. There was no way. Oh, but he made a way. Through the mighty seas. He's the same God tonight. Praise the Lord. So we have that proof already. Now then he tells you. One thing I love so much here. Verse 18. He said, remember not the former things. Remember nothing of what? 2014. All your troubles, all the difficulties you went through them. Don't remember anything in this year. Praise the Lord. Don't consider them. Oh, create an atmosphere for him to do the new thing.
Amen.
He wants to do. Because if you still hold on to, last year, you know, all these things were troubles and problems. Last year, in fact, I couldn't do this. Oh, my brother, my sister, no, sir. Don't bring them here in this year. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, don't consider them.
Amen.
Don't remember them anymore. And he will do a new thing. If you still hold on to what? Last year, all your troubles, all the problems you went through. Oh, how can he do a new thing for you? Amen.
Amen.
Don't consider them. Don't think of them. He will do a new thing. But Lord, you said you have sent to Babylon. Give us a proof now. So now we are going to see the proof. Praise the Lord. When there were no gods. Strange gods among them. That is one thing we got to do. That we take away all strange gods from our lives. Praise the Lord. All things that are not right, let us what? They are strange gods. Let's what? Keep them away. So that he will do what? It will open a way for him to send to our Babylon. Amen.
Amen.
And destroy all the works of what? The enemy. So let us turn to 2 Kings. And let's read something. What Israel did. And what God also responded. When they what? Destroy all the strange gods that were among them. God did something. So let us also destroy all strange gods amongst our lives. Praise God. And then he will send what? His own, we don't know what but he will send to your Babylon and destroy all the things that have been what? Have been warring against you. The things that have been contending with you. Praise the Lord. he would send to destroy them, to bring them down. Those nobles and those chariots, they are all what? Evil spirits. He will destroy them. Amen. Let's turn to 2 Kings 18. Let's read something from 1 to 7. Oh, praise the Lord. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hosea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. My brother, I believe you know already that Israel, at a point after Solomon, it was divided into two. Are you aware of that? The northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom were 10, and then the southern kingdom were what? 2. And so they had different kings. Before, they had only one king. The last being, I think, Solomon. Then after Solomon, there was what? A division. So now there were two kings, the northern king and the southern what? King. And then the southern king, that's what we're going to talk, Hezekiah. Amen. So whilst Hosea was the king of Israel, Hezekiah was what? The king of Judah, the south. Amen. That's what the picture he wants to show to you now. Verse 2. 25 years old was he. Oh, a young man. Oh, praise the Lord. 25 years, a young man. Had become what? King. An opportunity for him to what? To lead his own life. Oh, everything is for him. Praise God. 25 years. But let's see who Hezekiah was. He's our example. We want to take him as our example as we enter this year. Amen. The 25 years old was he when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. Amen. He did what? What was right in the sight of the Lord. Oh, my brother, my sister, let us do what is right in the sight of the Lord. And then he did what? He removed the high places. He removed the high places. Places where they have raised gods. See? They've raised what? Different kinds of what? Gods. He what? He brought down all those high places. Praise God. And break the images. And cut down the groves. Praise the Lord. You know, people make groves where they go there and they begin to what? To worship there. He destroyed all of them. And break in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. The brazen serpent, you know what? Now the people were worshiping even the brazen serpent. I think it's there. For unto those days, the children of Israel did burn incense to it. See? And he called it what? Nehushtan. Amen. See? The brazen serpent. Now the people have what? Turned to it and they were worshiping it. Oh my. Thou shalt not bow to any other god. Any other image. So he broke all these things to pieces. What is he doing? He's destroying all the strange gods. Oh, praise the Lord. That is what we also need to do to break every high places in our lives. Every secret growth, let's destroy them. Oh, my brother. Any images, let's destroy them. Let's destroy all these strange gods in our lives. Oh, yes, sir. Strange gods. Could be many things. Our own life. See? Lying. Lying even is the word, a strange god. It's strange to God because it's not part of God. Amen. Amen. See? Gossiping is what? Is what? It's a strange god. Because it's not part of God. Talking evil about your brother, talking evil about your sister is a strange god. Let's destroy all these groves. Praise the Lord. All these high places. Let's destroy them. Tonight. One area is to what? Surrender. And say, Lord, I surrender all. Oh, what of last year? I'm not going to remember them anymore. I'm not going to consider them anymore. So that you do what? A new thing in my life. Praise God. Verse 5. He said, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel. So that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah. Oh, yes, sir. Trusted in the Lord. Till no other king before him and even after him was like him. Praise God. No, any that were what? Before him and after him. No one. He gave everything to God. Oh, my brother, that is what? That is the line which is what? Being open to us. For us to enter into this new year. Amen. As we've entered into this new year, my brother, let these things now be our guide. Break everything that is strange to God in your life. Amen. Amen. And then put all your trust in Him. Put your trust in Him. Others who trust what? Chariots. Others who trust what? Horses. But we will trust our God, the host of heaven. Amen. Verse 6. And he clave to the Lord. See, clave to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Clave to the word. Clave to the message. And departed not from following him. That's our line. Amen. The line is being laid for us. For the year. But kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. Let's read verse 7 to add to it. And the Lord also was what? Was with him. After you do all these things, the Lord also will be what? Will be with you. The Lord was with him, and he prospered whithersoever he went forth. You see? Wherever you go, you will prosper. Whatever you do, you will prosper. As long as you have destroyed all the strange gods and everything and have cleaved unto him and what have trusted in him, he also will be with you. Amen. The Lord was with him, and he prospered whichsoever he went forth. And now listen to this one. I love it so much. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. Amen. The king of Assyria was what? Was the boss in those days. All the nations were under him. And then he rebelled against the king of Assyria. My brother, my sister, that is what we need to do now. Let us rebel against what Satan, rebel against what evil, rebel against anything that is what is not right before the Lord. Rebel against it. Amen. Rebel against unrighteousness. Oh, yes, sir. Real rebellion. You march forward. Say, hey, you, Satan, you. I say, I'm not going to serve you anymore.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm not going to serve you anymore. Gone is 2014. Now I want to prove to you this 2015. I'm a different somebody. I'm a different somebody. Amen. So that is what? That's the line that has been laid for us. Amen. Rebel against anything that was what? A nemesis in your life. Rebel against it. Praise the Lord. Of course, when you rebel against what? You rebel against all those things, they are not going to leave you. Amen. They are not going to, they will do what? They will try to what? They will gather to come and fight you. So that is what happened. The king of Assyria, you obey me anymore. Okay. He gathered what? A huge army to come and destroy what? Hezekiah. Now let's turn to 2 Kings 19. He sent a letter to Hezekiah. He sent a letter to Hezekiah that, Hezekiah, you got to surrender. So whilst you have rebelled against all these things, they will never leave you alone. But meanwhile, my brother, be assured, you are not alone. Because he has promised you that he will do what? He will send. Hey, we are going to read that. He will send. And you see how good our Lord is. If we can do these things, if we can follow these things, as did Hezekiah, then he's the same God tonight. Same God that is taking you through what? This 2015. The same God. He will fight for you. Amen. Ezekiel, 2 Kings 19, 14 to 17. Now let us see. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever the enemy will bring, whether it is sickness, whatever be it, my brother, my sister, go before the Lord, spread it before him.
Amen.
What do you have tonight? Spread it before him.
Amen.
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 Spread it before him. He went to the presence of the Lord and spread before him the letter from what? The king of Assyria. Oh, yes, sir. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, who dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God. Even thou alone. You see the way how he was what? Magnifying what?
Amen.
The Lord. Oh, yes, sir. When the troubles come, go and spread it before him and magnify his name.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Of all the kingdom of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. See? Lifting his name up, lifting his God up. Just do that. Spread it before him. Whatever be it, go and spread it before him and lift his name up. Amen. We are going to follow all this and prove him and see whether he's not the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God. Now he said, after lifting him up, then he drew his attention. Lord, bow down your ears and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see. See. The letter, see. Oh, hallelujah. And hear the words of Sennacherib. Sennacherib, as the king of Assyria. Look at what Sennacherib is saying. Look at what all these sickness and diseases are telling me. Look at all these troubles are telling me. Look, look, look. Oh, hallelujah. Which has sent him to reproach the living God. See, he even made it that this is a reproach to you. Huh? This is a reproach to you. Satan has sent a letter to you, God. Look, it's a reproach. Oh, yes, sir. Satan has sent a letter to you. You, God. It's a reproach. He said, God, you should surrender. Amen. He sent a letter to his God. Look. Sennacherib says, surrender. Surrender to him. How could God surrender to? Amen. This is a what? What a reproach. Just like David came to the camp and saw Goliath standing there and what? Defiling the armies of God. You see? It was a reproach. Verse 17, of a truth. But truly, of a truth, Lord. He told his God, see, Lord, these kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and all their lands. Meanwhile, when you read the whole, you see that even for 3 years, they put a siege on the northern kingdom and defeated them, Hosea. Because Hosea was not living the life of Hezekiah. And so he was what? He was defeated. Praise God. But one thing is that we have a God. He said, before the day was, I am. Before the day was, I am. And there is no one that can deliver out from my hand. That's what we've read. No one can deliver out of my hand. He said, I will work, and who shall let it? Oh, praise the Lord. For him, he's working. But the thing is, who can what be against it? No one can be against what the Lord has done. And meanwhile, what the Lord is doing, he's looking for someone that will make it to come to pass. He's working. Who will let it be? Who will let it work? He's looking for someone. Amen. He's looking for someone. As saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I've sent to Babylon and I've brought down all the nobles and the chariots whose cry is in the ship. So now we are going to see how he sent what? Because Hezekiah has brought what? The complaint now. Amen. Amen. All strange gods have been what? Destroyed. Amen. And he has trusted in the Lord. And so when the trouble came, he presented it to the Lord. And the Lord said, as long as there was no strange gods amongst you, I do what? I declare and I save. Praise God. So let's turn to 2 Kings 19 and see what the Lord did. He's the same God tonight. 2 Kings 19, 32 to 35. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. He can never, your enemy can never come near you. Amen. He has declared, and he will save. Praise God. Because there are no what? Strange gods amongst you. They can never come into this city, nor shoot an arrow. Even one arrow. Oh, yes, sir. An arrow. You didn't say arrows. An arrow. Even one arrow, they cannot shoot against what? The city. Nor come before with what? Their shield. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Or cast a bank against it as to place a siege against the city. No, sir. It will not happen. It will not happen to you, my brother. It will not happen to you, my sister. Amen. Devil can never place any siege upon you. He cannot throw his what? Darts against you. He can't throw his arrows against you. No, sir. He can never come near you. Before he comes, his spirit will raise the standard. Amen. Can never come. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 33. By the way that he come, by the same shall he return. Yes, sir. The way that enemy will come to you. When he just come, he will just turn, you turn. Boom! He has to go back again. He has to take flight. Praise the Lord. Because he will see something. He will see something. He will take flight, my brother, my sister. He can never touch you. Oh, praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for 2015? Yeah. That all these things are going to happen is on our way. Our brother Vlad. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, sir. He will the way how he came, he will go back that he will just go that same way. And shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. He said, I will defend this city. He will defend you to save it. I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. For your sake, my brother. Oh, the enemy cannot come. And so what happened? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. He sent to that Babylon. He was sent to your Babylon. You, I know that, brother, many of you have already read them. Read that place already. Amen. I know, brother, women have already read that place. All of you have, I know you have read what has happened already. What has happened to them? Yes, sir. He sent. It wasn't Hezekiah that went to fight. The battle is not yours. But he said he was sent to your Babylon. What happened? That night. Praise God. Amen. That night, the angel of the Lord went out and smote the camp of Assyria, 185,000. Let's calculate. What is the score? Mathematicians, score. Score is 20. So, 184 scores. So 100 times what? No, four scores.
Eight. 100 times
8. And 5,000. That's about 185,000. 185,000. The angel of the Lord just went to smote them. So when the children of Judah, they woke up in the morning, what did they see? What did they see? Corpses. Oh, praise God. Amen. When they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I will send to your Babylon. Amen.
Amen.
I will send to your Babylon and destroy all their works. Praise God. Hezekiah didn't what? He didn't do anything. The battle is not yours, my sister.
Amen.
The battle is not yours, my brother. You cannot fight it.
Amen.
Just what? Trust in him.
Amen.
And destroy all the strange gods in your life. And trust in him. This year, prove him. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. That God that what delivered Hezekiah is here tonight.
Amen.
If we will do it, oh my brother, my sister, all of them will turn to what? Corpses. Amen. Oh, that said, I will work. And he's working every day, every hour, every second. Our God, he slumbers not. He sleeps not. He's working. He's watching. He's keeping. He's saving. He's doing it day and night. But who will let it be? We got to surrender. So that what his work that he is doing, we will be the manifestations of what? Of God's work. For everyone to know that God is working. My brother, but John Paul, somebody will see you and know that God is working. There is a God working in your life. Amen. That is what we need to, our life need to portray. That when we are walking, people will see, this man, this sister, we are all the same. We've been doing the same. But she looks different. Amen.
Amen.
You have given yourself a word. The work that God is doing, you are what? Manifesting it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. You are He's working. He said, who will let it happen? Who will let it what? Show. Meanwhile, the enemy can never stop it. No one can stop what God is doing. But he's looking for someone who will let it what happen for everyone to see. He's working. He said, before the day was. You see, I love that. Before the day, I am. Before there was ever light, I am. Before there was ever a time, I am. Before there was ever anything like what? Creation. I am. Amen. I am he from the beginning. And I will work. And who shall let it? I am he who wrought works of creation. And there was no opposition to it. You see? When he was wrought, he was rotting, he was creating, there was no opposition. Could anyone oppose it? When he said, let there be light, who could what oppose it?
No one.
No one could oppose it. There was no challenger. No one can do what? Could turn it back. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
No opposition. When he speaks, no one can what? Stop it. But what he has spoken, he wants someone to bring it to life. Amen. And we are the ones that will be our prayer. Amen. When he said, let there be light, we must what? Be the light. Because he said, ye are the lights of this world. Amen. Say, so let there be light. Say, here I am, the light of this world. Isn't it beautiful? And when he speaks, no one can stop it. But there is someone, you and me, that can walk to manifest it. To prove that there is a living God. Amen. I am the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, and bringeth forth all the chariots and the horses and the army and the power and all of Pharaoh's, everything. I brought them down and I covered them so that the children of Israel will never see it forever, ever anymore. Amen. Amen. That is what he will do in our lives. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon. Oh, for your sake, Brother Kwame, I have sent to Babylon. Amen. Rene, for your sake, I have sent to Babylon. Amen. To destroy all what your position, that is the word, rising against you, everything is destroyed. All what I want you to do, trust in me. This 2015, and see if I'm not the same yesterday, today, and forever. If I am not the same God of Ezekiel, amen, that Ezekiel never was sleeping. Oh, Ezekiel was sleeping. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He was sleeping, maybe snoring. Amen. The whole night, sleeping. And God was working. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. God was working. They woke up and what did they see? Corpses. All dead. 185,000 people dead. Amen. For your sake, I've sent to Babylon. Tonight, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Oh, the Babylonians that are threatening you, I said, I've sent to what? To destroy them. Those Babylonians that are giving you problems and troubles, I've sent to destroy them. I am here for your sake. Amen. Amen. To send to your Babylon to bring down all the nobles and the chariots, all the sicknesses, all the obstacles against you, I am here tonight to bring them down. Amen. Amen. And to start what? To start what? A new thing. Amen. Amen. To start a new thing in your life this year. Praise the Lord. I will do a new thing. Yes, sir. You see, the Lord can do that new thing if you will let go the old things. He said, don't consider them. Don't remember that. Let the old things go. See, like yesterday, what, last, on the 31st, on the eve of this thing, when Pastor came here, he said something, I wrote it down, it was really great, amen. He said, when you take your sacrifice to the altar, kill it! Amen. Amen. Kill it! Don't take it back home! Praise the Lord. Amen. Because the sacrifice you send to the Lord is meant to what? To atone for your word, for your sins. Amen. Amen. But when, maybe you take your sacrifice, let's look at it the natural way. You take your lamb for that work, for the sacrifice. Then you put the lamb on the altar. You say, this lamb, okay, next year. I'll do it next year. And you take it back. Oh, my brother. No, sir. You understand what I'm telling you? Yes. Every life, that is what you want to kill. Don't look at it and say, Okay, next year I'll do that. Ah, maybe you don't know when Christ will come. And you don't know when you'll be called away. So you better kill it that same day. So when you take your sacrifice, don't take it back home. Kill it. Amen. And once it is sacrificed, you don't need to remember anymore. Huh? Once you have sacrificed it, he said, remember the things of, never remember them or consider them anymore. Sometimes you will sacrifice it, all right, but when you go home, in fact, this is my lamb, I really loved it. My brother, my sister, you have never done it right. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Once you have sacrificed, you don't need to remember anymore. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider them. Consider the things of old. Praise the Lord. I will work. The Lord said, I will work. That's our topic. I will work, and who will let it? The Lord, let's now read something from the prophet. God has once more Chicago, 1963. He said, if God can only find one man, tonight be that one man. Amen. Amen. Be that one man. If God can only find one man, that's all he needs. One man that can fully surrender to him. Amen. He doesn't take an army. He never did use that. He only used a man. One man. One man. Be that one man tonight. Amen. Amen. But you've got to what? You've got to surrender soul, body, spirit, strength. You see? Your strength even. Surrender them. Everything you are. To the will of God and become a prisoner to him. You are going to be somebody's prisoner. Meanwhile, you are going to be what? Somebody's prisoner. You don't belong to yourself. You are somebody's prisoner. And so whom do you want to be a prisoner to? God or Satan? He said, you are either a prisoner of the devil, knowing the truth and won't surrender to it, or a prisoner to the world, or you surrender to God. He said, you are either the devil's prisoner to sin, or you are God's prisoner to righteousness. You are one or the other. You can never be both. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That God could achieve, God can achieve by one man. And let us be that one man. Amen. Sorry. He said he would do the same tonight to anyone who will sincerely confess. Amen. Amen. I brought my this thing here. That look what we read last time. He said, let us keep the feast. Not with what? Old leaven. But with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Let's be sincere to everything that we do. And stay truth to the Lord. Amen. Then God can use that one man. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at just one thing and then we can just pray. Question and answers. Somebody said, as page 982, question 278. That was 1964. He said, Brother Branham, I can't give over completely to Jesus. Have I an evil spirit? Somebody has confessed. He said, I can't give over completely to Jesus. Have I an evil spirit? You may be here tonight with that same. You have heard and heard and heard. Say, Ramax, actually, when we come here, we hear the word of God, but I don't understand why I cannot what? Fully and completely surrender to Jesus. Somebody asked that question. Let's listen to the answer from the prophet. Amen. You can't surrender to Jesus. Why? What's the matter? If you are a woman, and meanwhile, take notice, we all, we have what? We are the bride. So take yourself also as what? A woman. Amen. Take yourself as what? A woman. Because you are the bride of what? Jesus Christ. And let's listen to the answer. If you are a woman, yes, we are women. Don't you have to surrender to your husband to be a wife? Praise the Lord. If you are a woman, don't you surrender to your husband to become what? A wife? The prophet is asking. Surrender all you are. You as a woman, you fought all your life to stay virtuous. But one day, you found a man that you loved. Huh? You were his completely. The things that you had fought against all your life and tried to live clean and clear and virtuous. Now, you surrender everything, every bit of it to one man. Is that not right? Amen. Huh? Sister? Haven't you surrendered to Brother George? Huh? You saw him and you loved him. Huh? Sister Liana. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You see, look at even, okay, let's say even we men, we see a woman and we love. We see how the whole of our life we so cherish this woman. Amen. Huh? Isn't it? Amen. Then he said, you put yourself completely in his hands. You, the woman, you put yourself completely in his hands. You are his. All that you have stood for in decency, in morals, and everything like that. Now you turn everything over to a man. Amen. You have kept yourself clean. You have been virtuous. When a man sees you, he tries to what? Talk you through. Say, hey, I'm not that type of person. You walk away. But one day, you meet a man. You see that what? There is some love. You give the whole of yourself to that man.
Amen.
Amen. He said, because you surrendered yourself to the man, why can't you do the same thing to Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Why can't you do the same to Jesus Christ? To fall in love with him. Just surrender yourself that way. Amen. See, like you surrender, you saw a woman you love. See? You surrender to that woman. A woman meets a man. She loves. She surrenders to that man. The same thing. Do it also for what? For Christ. Amen. Then the prophet said, I don't think that you are possessed of an evil spirit. I think that evil spirit anoints you with them kind of thoughts, trying to make you think that you cannot surrender yourself. You see? He said, you haven't got what? any evil spirit. But it is anointing from what? The devil. That tells you all the time that, no, you see, you can't do it, you see. You know that this a pub, you always your friends are always at the pub. How can you go? He said, anointing is putting on you. The pub, you see, that's where you always have your enjoyment. How can you leave those guys? Okay, next year, you can enjoy yourself a while, you see. Anointing from what? The devil. He said, why should you want to surrender to him? Because there is something out there calling you to surrender. Meanwhile, there is something telling, this year, surrender. For this year, look, through everything else. It's God that's speaking to you. Amen. For this year, there will be a change. It's God speaking to you. Praise the Lord. And so listen to that still small voice. Then there will be another one also, who will be also speaking to you. Why would you like to surrender to him? See? Another one also will be challenging. One comes from God, the other comes from the what? Satan. Which one do you want to take, my brother? Praise the Lord. And most of the time, we give Satan the chance to speak to us. We give Satan the chance to speak to us, especially when the word of God, you begin to fight against the word. Then it brings Satan to speak to you. When you begin to snub the word, it gives Satan the chance to speak to you. When you criticize the word, it gives Satan a chance to speak to you. When you feel the word that is coming is against you, yes, that is the word. The devil word begin to speak to you. Praise the Lord. These things, criticizing the word, snubbing the word, begin to fight the word and feel that the word coming is against you. You are giving the chance to Satan to speak to you. Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Watch it. When the word of God comes, you don't understand it. However it be it, say amen to it. Amen. Say, Lord, I have accepted it. Amen. Praise God. It will kick the devil away.
Amen.
But when you begin to challenge it, you begin to snub it, you begin to criticize it, you begin to do a lot of things, then you are bringing Satan to whisper to you. You'll be at your back. Praise God. And he will turn your heart away from what you should believe. So when he comes whispering to you, tell him, shut up!
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tell him, shut up! He will come and he'll tell you, look at that short man standing there. You see? Say, shut up! Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at that long division always coming here. Say, shut up! Amen. Say, don't deceive me. Take your leaven away, Satan. Let me die with my nemesis and be planted together in the likeness of what? The death of Christ. So that I will also will be resurrected in the likeness of him. Amen. How many will believe tonight?
Amen.
How many like him tonight? That he's working. Now he's looking for someone, only one man that will surrender tonight. We have just some few minutes to pray. But it needed this to be stamped in us. Praise God. To begin with the year with. Hallelujah. The musicians came. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe. I can. Yes, you can, my brother. It's not your strength. Just believe. Yes, sir. And then you go and sleep. Then he will be working. He will send to your Babylon and destroy all of them. You wake up, you see them, you see nothing but what? Corpses. Dead corpses. Amen.
I do believe that Jesus is me now.
Oh, I can.
Yes,
I will.
Oh, I do believe I can.
I do believe
that Jesus is me now.
Oh, I'm trusting now.
Oh, yes.
I am trusting.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Trust only in the Lord.
Jesus is me now. I'll take him at his word. I'll take him at his word. I'll take him at his word. Salvation free.
Oh, I can, I will.
Oh, I do believe. I can, I will. I do believe. Jesus is me now.
Yes, my brother. Yes, you can. If only you will what? You believe. You can if only you trust only in him. You can if only you take him by his word. That this year, 2015, he has promised. He said, kill all the strange gods. The strange gods. Just destroy all of them. The high places, break them down. The secret groves, destroy all of them. Destroy them. Tell him, Lord, I have destroyed all the high places in my life. I've destroyed all the secret groves. I've destroyed, Lord, the images. I've destroyed all of them. I've destroyed all of them.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Oh. Woo. They are all turned to corpses. They are dead.
Amen.
They are dead.
Amen.
Tonight he has already sent. They are all dead corpses. Amen. Let's sing that song, Create in Me a Clean Heart, O Lord. Then we have two requests here. Amen. Let's sing that song, Create in Me a Clean Heart.
Create in me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me.
Create
in me a clean heart.
Oh God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew right spirit within.
Renew a right
spirit within me.
There is a prayer request all the way from Italy for a small little girl, about 3 years to 4 years. The mother is requesting prayer for her because as she's growing, she sees that she's picking some spirit that she's not happy about. And the little girl, her name is Nancy Patricia. So we remember her in prayer. Cast out, that the Lord will send the angel of God to that Babylon.
Amen.
And kill all of them.
Amen.
Those spirits.
Amen.
Amen. And we shall remember our brother Vlad's father also. The same also. Tonight, he said, the angel of God, he's working. He's working everywhere. Breaking all the fetters, breaking every hindrances and obstacles towards our documents, job, anything at all, be it, is destroyed. And just believe and accept that, yes, Lord. So let us all just remember this little girl, Nancy, in the hands of the Lord, and our precious brother Vlad. And then remember our sister Lily also. All the problems, the angel of the Lord should go over there and settle everything in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's just pray again. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bring this request, Lord, before you, God. Tonight, you have assured us that you are working. You are working, O Lord. The angel of the Lord has already gone, destroying our Babylons, sicknesses and diseases, spirits of the enemy, powers and principalities, destroying everything. Lord, we commit this, our little daughter, Lord, into your hands. That whatever spirit is picking on her, in the name of Jesus Christ, we claim total deliverance in Jesus' name. Same also our precious brother, Vlad's father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we restore. He said, you restore. Lord, restore him once again and strengthen him once again, Lord. Lord Jesus, we accept you, Lord. We believe that your angel is working tonight. He's working tonight in every area. He's working. We thank you, Lord Jesus. The same also our sister Lily. over there in Congo, Lord Jesus. Whatever trouble is coming up, in the name of Jesus Christ, we know the angel of the Lord is already there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that the Lord, we are the ones of God that will make it happen. Will be the testimony of your work, O Lord. Our life will be the testimony of the work that you are doing, Lord. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, tonight. Having broken all the high places and the secret groves and all that Lord Jesus images in our lives, Father, we know that tonight you said you will fight for us. The enemy cannot even throw an arrow against any of us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just give us a closing song and Brother Mo, you come and just close this church. Yeah, we are a little late. Even I wish we could just go on. Amen. Amen. But forgive me for that we are a little late. I think some people need to go and take bus. Is it okay?
Every promise in the book is mine.
Every chapter, every verse,
and every line.
Yes,
as I'm trusting in His love divine.
Every promise in the book is mine.
Sickness that you feel and your body isn't well,
remember in its position and in your life dwells.
Cast your cares on Jesus and you'll find Him soon be whole. Believe His word and promise all is mine.
Every promise
in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful tonight. From the very depths of our hearts, Lord, we are thankful for the stories that we read in the Bible. Lord, O God, reading of Hezekiah, Lord, and the things that happened in this stage of his life. Father, it says in your word that all these things happened for our example. Not only the bad things, but the good things too, O God. And we see what a mighty new thing you did in the life of Hezekiah. Lord, O God, how it encourages us, Lord, to know that you are still the same yesterday as you were in the days of Hezekiah. You are still the same tonight, O God. And Father, we come tonight, even as Hezekiah came, to praise you, Lord, to thank you, Father, and to glorify your name, Lord. Father, may our lives so much reflect your word, Lord, until, Lord, O God, we become written epistles, read of all men, O Father. Help us to walk in such a way, Lord, and to trust in you completely, even as Hezekiah did, Lord. May we cleave upon your word, Lord, even as we heard it tonight. Cleave unto it, Lord, with all that we have in our lives. Father, may we never deviate from this line that has been laid before for us this night, Lord. As we go into this new year, I pray, Father, that we would walk in it, Lord, steadfastly, O God. Looking up, Lord, up to you, Lord. For only from you does our help come from, O God. May you help us, Father, that, Lord, even as Paul said, Lord, that we may forget all the things that are past, Lord, and look only upon thy promises that you promised upon us, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for the victories that have been won tonight. Lord, all the dead corpses that are laying before your altar. Lord, oh God, we thank you for setting us free. Lord, may we go, Lord, and walk in a way, Lord, to show that you have set us free. You have set us free, Lord, from sicknesses that have been bothering us throughout the whole year, last year. Father, you have set us free, Lord, from unemployment, oh God. You have set us free, Lord, from the troubles of the heart. Lord, you have set us free, Lord, from all spiritual, Lord, oh God, deadness in our soul. Lord, but you have given us now, Lord, not a spirit of fear, but Lord, you have given us liberty. You have given us, Lord, victory. Help us, Lord, that we may walk from now on, Lord, to reflect what you have done upon us tonight, Lord. We thank you for your precious word, Lord. Father, even as we would go home to sleep, help us, Father, and that let our meditation, Lord, be pleasing to you, Father. Help us to meditate on this word, Father, until it becomes flesh in our lives, O God. We commit every brother, every sister that was not here into your hands, believing, Lord, that you were with them too, Lord. Father, and we pray, Lord, even for our brothers, Father, at home, not well, with this ear thing. Lord, like Hezekiah, we come before you, Amen. Lord, with it, Father, and laid before you. Father, may you send your angel tonight and touch him and heal him. I pray even for this little girl, Nancy. Father, oh God, I commit it to you. Father, at such a young age and the devil trying to disturb her, Father, I commit it to you and ask, Father, you be merciful. Lord, not only to her, but to every other child. Help us, Father. Oh God, that we may stand watch, Lord, and let your spirit help us, Lord, to keep away all the evil spirits, Lord, from these children. Father, if we watch alone, we watch in vain. And we are asking you that you watch with us, oh God. Be merciful to our sister Lily. Lord, may the angel of the Lord move tonight, Lord. And that, Father, we may hear such a testimony from there, Lord, oh God, that would encourage people in similar situations when they see what you can do. Father, I commit the word into your hands. Father, I commit ourselves into your hands. Go with us as we go home. Bless the brethren that are here, Lord, and help us, Father, to not look back, but to continue looking up, Lord, until we have full victory over every situation. Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come, your blessing named one by one. Come, your blessing, see what God had done. Come, your blessings, name them one by one. Come, your many blessings, see what God had done. Come, your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Your blessings, see what God did. Count your blessings, name them one by one.